Or should I say top of the morning? Ha 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 ha.
It's good to be here, guys. I'll see you later.
Leave the razor.
No, the razor's mine. It's compensation for what you just did.
Guys, you are watching URL. I'm your host, Courtney Miller. This show is all about the internet, how we basically live on it, and it lives in us. Today, URL stands for Unrivaled RPG Laddie. That's right. Don't laugh.
This is sick. This is how you guys live? How I'm trying to be right now.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing. The person we have in the chat who's forced to hang out with me for the next hour is the one and only Jacksepticeye.
I'm not forced to be here.
Well, a little
I'm delighted to be here.
You don't have a car.
Ever. I don't drive. I don't have a license.
Oh my God, you're so brave.
No, I just live free. Not media trained, you know? We're just talking about that. I'm not media trained. Hey, what's up?
You're so
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm so excited to have you. We have a lot to talk about. I've got some games for you to play.
Okay.
What else? We're going to talk about how to make the perfect username because yours is just so, so silly and so fun. And at the end of all of this, we're going to determine if you, Jacksepticeye, are allowed online.
I can tell you right now, no. Nor should I be.
No one
needs to see more of this.
I think it's debatable because you've unlocked a lot of achievements in this lifetime. Okay. You've done a lot. You're a legendary gamer, of course. You've toured. You've documentaried. You've charitied. You've Disneyed. You've
I have,
movied.
God.
And your most recent achievement, your hair.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Compliment our hair in the chat.
Yeah, compliment our mullets, please.
Is this Florence Pugh inspired?
A little bit, but like, I don't like to say that too much because she's so...
That's parasocial. Don't do that. You should bring people down to a common level, otherwise they'll disappoint you when... something happens, you're like, oh man.
Right.
And then you have to shave your head.
There's already footage of me like barking and drooling at her at a movie premiere.
Fair enough. She's awesome.
She really is. But yeah, there was like a few inspos. It was like Cameron Diaz in like early 90s. And
Something About Mary.
Yeah. She had like kind of a bob then.
Yeah, she did have a bob.
Yeah, this is that minus the in my hair. Sorry. And if you haven't seen that movie, you will never know that reference. That's an old movie, too.
That's, God. And that was the funniest shit of all time when I was a kid and I saw that. And I was like, I can't believe you're allowed to do this. How did they get away with it?
What were you saying, Mike? Sorry.
Did you know there's a Courtney Miller barking compilation?
There is?
Yeah.
You and I Show Speed are like the two people I know who bark at things.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with barking?
I think it's great. Oh, there you go.
I love that.
That's really cool.
What
is that?
Animal.
Oh my God.
This is your
Those
legacy. Do you think when you die on your tombstone, it'll just say bark, bark, bark? That'd be so cool.
Honestly, that'd be nice. I think that leaves it all out there, you know?
It's so funny seeing Tommy in those clips. People immediately said I was in my Tommy era.
Right. I was going to say your inspo, according to our followers, is Tommy.
Honestly, it kind of was the inspiration to get a mullet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I wanted to get my hair cut because it was really long. And I was like, I want to see what it's like with the natural gray again. And it was all different colors. And I was like, I was watching a bunch of Smosh stuff. And I was like, mullets are cool, because Shane kind of had one for a bit as well.
He did. And then people started roasting him in the comments and he got rid of it. And I just want to say, fuck y'all. Because I love that.
That was his
hottest
look.
Oh my God. I was
barking at the screen. You could be my top.
Oh my God. Okay. And then that's what's crazy too, is people were saying you were copying Tommy, but this is like your natural hair color, right?
Yeah.
It's so sick.
I know. And people thought it was dyed. Like I met people who are friends of mine who knew I had gray hair, but I was like, no, since you've known me, I've just dyed my hair all the time.
Wow. Yeah. And it's so funny that like on the Wired interview, you mentioned how you had green hair for like 5 seconds, but that seems to be like how people remember.
Yeah, it was like
you.
2 years and everyone's like, I missed that. That was like peak. And I was like, guys, I've
my hair.
I've been this- oh God.
Who
is that?
Wow. And that was like the Twitch streamer. Wow. And you started with the hat like that on. That's epic.
I know. What a reveal.
This is amazing.
I don't know if you know how to like do a YouTube video. This is primetime content, right? With the mattress in the background, a sound dampening, it really adds to it. Oh my God, get rid of him. Shoot him out of a cannon. Who is that?
Hey, he's still within you. Be nice to him.
Somewhere.
Somewhere deep down.
Somewhere deep down he lives.
Okay, so speaking of living.
Cool.
Imagine if I just go right into death stuff.
Are you happy with it?
Like last meals. Yeah, you good? No, I actually wanted to talk about why you're here. You recently dove into a great Smosh awakening.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've hit second puberty through Smosh. It was one of those things that early Smosh, just Ian and Anthony stuff, I was like, it's not really my thing. I wasn't really into that vibe of things. I was much more into the gaming than essayist side of things. And then as time went on, I knew all of you guys joined and I had seen clips and I was like, oh, that's fun. But it was never on my radar to sit down and watch it. And then I don't know who it was, but a couple of months back, somebody was talking about current Smosh is really funny and it's all improv and everything. And I was like, oh, I love that kind of stuff. And then I start getting it on my TikTok.
Okay, so that's
the first one I think I got was Shane with his butt picture.
Oh.
Which you were also barking in.
Yeah, I was barking. Yeah,
and it's a full 4 minutes of unbridled chaos.
Yeah, that was us. We were doing a painting stream and we were all painting different things and he wanted to show us something. And then we all were like, if it's balls,
yeah,
we're going to be so mad. And then,
It's so good because it's the perfect comedy. Because Shane knows that he's supposed to sit and stare at the camera and then everyone has a different character to attack him with. It was incredible.
It's really fun. I'm hoping that you get to have some fun on our sets when you go into our studio.
I know. Am I allowed to say that I missed yesterday's shoot?
Yeah, that's up to you. I'm not gonna out your sickness.
I'm sick right now. I woke up yesterday and we were getting ready to go and I was so excited. I was like, this is the reason I'm here. This is my moment. I get to have 8 hours of Smosh.
Yay!
This is so cool. And then I woke up and I was like, oh no.
Oh.
And I got dressed and I had I had good bits ready. I have a jumper that has UCLA on it because I was going to make fun of Angela.
Oh my God.
And then underneath it had the Chosen shirt.
Oh my God, Sean, that's so nice.
You're and then I was like, I was all ready to go. And then I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Aww.
And I almost puked and then we had to cancel and then I cried.
It's okay to cry. We cry on Smosh too.
But I'm glad we get to reschedule it and I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a blast. And now this is the first thing you're filming with us, which...
Yeah. Suck it!
That's right. So it was TikTok that you got. That's what kind of got you. That was kind of the last push, you'd say.
And then, everyone's watching us online. So I got pushed it everywhere then. And it was on my Reels and then it was on my YouTube. And then I got COVID for a week.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, so I can't do anything. And I just sat and binged so many compilations.
Whoa. Okay, it's compilations are your fave or what?
I mean, it's all I've watched. Apart from Summer Games. Summer Games is the first proper stuff that I've it's happening now. And I'm into it. And I'm a fan now.
Oh my God, you're so nice. That's so crazy. It is trippy as hell to me to hear one of the greats be talking about Smosh in this way. Because I've been at Smosh for 10 years and in the beginning.
Which is almost as long as I've been doing my job.
Right. It was 2012, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a long time. And when I first started, I think Smosh was either number one or number four on YouTube, but it didn't really feel like other channels were acknowledging Smosh and for a long time. And then Smosh had a dip for a while.
Yeah.
And so it's just so wild, this late in the game to have our faves coming around and being like, you like us? You don't
I
have to lie.
I think this is the best Smosh has ever been.
Oh, thank you.
And I
you.
Think you have the perfect cast members with the perfect formats at the perfect time.
I agree. It really is the dream team. This, I was telling this to Angela when she was on this show and I talk about it a lot where moments in Smosh videos make me believe that magic is real. In the sense that it's when there's crazy production value in a movie where something happens in the back of the screen that's perfect. Or where it's the fact that this insane moment happened and the cameras happened to be there and the way that we reacted and handled it was the Harambe thing where Amanda didn't know what Harambe was. That makes me believe magic is real.
There's so many moments like that where I'm like, I can't believe that that's not scripted. And it's how do you get so many? Well, I guess it's because you're all just good at knowing the improv route and that kind of thing. But it seems like every video there's a good bit to clip.
I will say there is another fan among us. And that's me, because I watched so much of you during the Among Us era in the pandemic. Literally would put you on and just like have you on like hours.
Wow.
Like you guys, all that dream team. That was like such a crazy, it felt like when Disney Channel had all those shows mash up, like you guys all in one chat playing those games and just seeing, being able to watch videos from all the different perspectives. Like, do you miss that specific cocktail of content at all?
Yeah, I don't think I've really, because also time zones are really tricky. Mm-hmm. So that was, we went from Among Us and then we were like, Among Us is kind of dying. What do we do next? And then our friend Abe made a Rust server.
Right.
Which we all jumped in to do. And that was like, I was staying up to like 6 a.m. every day for like a month. And I was like, it's fine. I can do it for this because it's happening now and it's not going to happen again. And I need to capitalize on it. And that was just really fun. But since then, I haven't really like collabed because time zones are hard and I go to bed early. And I don't know. I do miss it. I think it's that perfect cocktail of like, even if you tried to do it again, you couldn't. Mm-hmm. Like, it just exists where it is. And nor should we try and replicate it. I think it's great where it is. Yeah, because I'd never played Rust before. And I was like, this is fun. It's but I'm not good at it. So I'm like, it was that opportunity to just hang out with people and be on microphone and make jokes with each other and make a character. And I'm like, this is what I like doing.
Ah, there you go. That's wild. So there's games that you're just like, I'm just not good at it. I'm surprised to hear you say that.
I'm not good at anything.
Oh, no.
Game-wise.
What do you mean?
I just rely on loud equals funny and accent. That's my whole thing. I'm like, hopefully I'm funny because I have nothing else. There's some games I'm okay at, like Bloodborne and Elden Ring and those kinds of games. But
those are the most challenging games.
Yeah, but like there's always someone better, so I'm never going to say like, I'm really good at this thing. Like, I'm just going to sit back and be like, but.
And everyone's like, to be good, to be decent at a game and to be funny, that is a whole other level of talent.
I am proud of like that ability, but it's also like a very intangible thing. It's like, how do you quantify funny?
Right.
No, you say like, I'm a funny guy, and they're like, say a joke. I'm like, it's more situational. Like,
poop.
It's more situational comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
context.
Tell me about your family.
Right. No, that's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like magic, you know, where it's like the things, the funnies and the skills come together. I love it.
Yeah. Because I always watch the clips as well. And I think I relate heaviest to Angela because I was the one that always was like, you're just being so loud and the people in the comments can like, they take it the wrong way sometimes. And I'm like, dude, it's so fun.
Yeah, you're just unleashing yourself, I feel like.
Just unbridled.
Yeah, I will say, when I was like making sure I wasn't repeating or any like interview stuff, I watched your Wired video. And you said that an Irish accent goes a long way.
Yeah.
And do you feel like, do you experience imposter syndrome in that way where you feel like your accent like carried you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't celebrate any achievements, so I'm like,
what?
I was like, what happened to make me here? I don't know. But that's the thing. I'm like, I mean, I worked hard, but I'm also like, you kind of have to hit the right thing at the right time. There's a bit of luck in it.
There can be luck, but you are so talented and you're still here for many reasons, right?
Thank you.
There's a lot of folks that can't
say the
same.
It's just hard. Like, that's the type of upbringing I had. But then when numbers are attached to what you're doing and you can really see the success of it metrically and just kind of gets in your head. So I try not to think about it too much or why I'm here or just be happy that it happened.
Nice. I don't understand numbers. So that's.
Oh, that's okay. Do you know how to read?
Like me looking at this outline behind your head. Don't look at it.
It's like topic number. What's that one?
Oh.
It looks like a man with a hand up.
So, you own a toilet? You own a toilet, right?
Sure.
What's like the first thing you...
Does anyone really own a toilet? I own the house that the toilet's in.
Okay, because if you rent, I guess you technically rent a toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a business opportunity, like rent a toilet.
Rent a toilet. Porta potties.
Yeah.
Wow, look at us. The reason I ask is when you first sit down, what's the first app you open?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it used to be TikTok, but I deleted TikTok off my phone because it was upsetting. It was upsetting the hoes, you know?
It was upsetting the hoes?
It's me. I'm hoes. And I, as I was on it, I was like, I'm spending way too much time on this. I think everyone's had that moment.
I am saying that from now on, always, forever. It's me. I'm the hose. It's upsetting the hose. That's incredible. Yeah. And so then you said you got locked out of it or something,
I deleted it off my phone and I tried to get back in. The password doesn't work. I tried it on someone else's phone. They keep saying like too many attempts on the first attempt.
Dang.
I call them about it. They're like, we need to know when you created it, what phone it was on, what model, where you were. Like, did you buy anything off the store? And I was like, I don't know any of this. So I can't get back into my TikTok.
Dang. Maybe because other people are also trying to get into it at the same time. That's why it says too many attempts.
Maybe, but maybe just like look at my face and be like, yeah, oh, like, it's you.
Hello, it's you. Yeah, because usually you can like show your driver's license or something. I don't know.
I don't have one.
Oh, ugh.
It's all over.
Oh my God, breadcrumbs.
What am I going to do? I have my teeth. That's a good form of identification.
Wow, yeah.
If the house burns down with me in it, what did they look for? My teeth.
Okay, so TikTok, and then when it wasn't TikTok, then
I
what
think
was
it's
it?
Probably like Instagram or something now.
Yeah.
And I'll go through reels. But it also gets really annoying. I always have to try and explain to people. I'll go through my Instagram and then something shows up and it's someone in like a sexy outfit. Right. And I'm like, a joke is coming. Here we go. And then it's not. And it's just a sexy outfit. And now that's my algorithm.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
I'm like, how do I fix this? How do I change it? Go back.
Instagram was really quick to assume.
Yeah.
Like really quick. Because I mean, listen, they got me right. But one time my entire Discover page was just Sabrina Carpenter, only Sabrina Carpenter. I was like, yep, that's okay. Yeah. That's fair.
And TikTok was doing it for a while where if you search something, it was like the first four videos. But then everything underneath it was all that kind of stuff. Regardless.
Yeah. I don't like when I can tell what the algorithm's doing.
Yeah, you don't know me.
I'm like, no, I don't like that.
You don't know me.
Double that.
Cool.
This is not upsetting the hose. Okay, so I would like for us to begin the segment called Just For You. But it's not the For You page, but it's a TikTok Reels or Instagram Reels page.
I do have a bunch saved.
Okay, perfect.
And I think that's more endemic of who I am.
And I think we've learned that we prefer that as well here.
Yeah.
Because the algorithm, like we said, it's assuming and sometimes it's wrong. And
yeah.
So I'd love to see the ones that you've saved. That's awesome.
Okay.
The iPhone is unlocked. I have scrolled through. I couldn't find the nudes. Unfortunately, they must be locked away.
Fort Knox out here. You ain't getting in. Nor does anyone want to see those.
Okay, let's begin. I'm going to let you show me.
I'm just going to start from the top because this is the last one I saved.
This is amazing.
My volume's going to go down. This is what British proposals are like. Have you ever seen like British like gender reveals and proposals and stuff?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, run it up.
Come on.
Wait, babe.
What you f***ing wanting?
Oi, look. I bought you a f***ing vape, innit?
I can't vape. I'm pregnant.
Oh, mate, just f***ing open it, you scared.
You're actually so jarring.
Hey, big up JB Roofing. Free up Carl. Free up Tommy. Doing a five strip. Done nothing wrong.
It's so
It's so
silly.
Good. Very, very, like, tracks.
So he does a lot of that stuff, and he's very funny. But it's... I've been doing this at my office with... Because everyone that I hired is from England, so we just walk around now and be like, Bush. We're like, run it up, fam. I'm moving silence. Run me your watch, yeah?
Oh, that's so good. I love it. Okay, more.
Okay, this is a fun cat. Look at him go. Could you do this with your cat?
Bones, actually? Maybe.
This is your career now. This is what you need
to
do.
Untapped market. So what I just saw was a cat with sunglasses on moving lovely to, what's that instrument called?
An accordion?
Yeah. Okay.
Our cat is great. You can pick him up and wiggle him around and he does the noodle and everything I can stretch him. But if I try to put glasses on him, he would hate that.
I don't know about glasses with Bones, but he certainly is a floppy boy. I love floppy cats.
Is he a bit of ragdoll in him?
I don't know. He seems very just tuxedo, but I feel like he was a person in a past life.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
And our cat talks to us. Like if I say something to him, if I say hello, he'll like meow back.
Dude, one night me and Shane were just kind of hanging out. We were like looking at the cats and we're like, dude, I really feel like Bones used to be a guy. And then maybe he was also a dog at one point. And we were like, yeah. So Bones, like we see you. We think we can tell who you were. And he was just like looking at us. Like, and we were like, oh, I'm getting scared. I actually, I want to
stop. You in the corner.
Yeah. And then Birdie, I'm like, I don't think she was a human in a past life, but she was something intelligent. Like maybe a whale mother.
A rock.
A rock. Those are super smart. Yeah. Okay, more.
Okay. Me comforting bro after we just lost our 23rd game in a row.
Okay.
I don't know why this camel sounds so much like a person.
This is like, so I'm seeing as a grown man stroking a young camel.
And I...
and... that was the craziest sound.
I don't know why.
Watch he, again, yeah.
I don't know if he's in distress, but I've sounded like this. That was me all yesterday when I was sick, waking up like, I'm going to puke. No.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you like being in crowds of people. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but this is when you go out and there's too many people around.
All these f***ing people!
Yeah, me. Honestly, I get anxious in crowds, so.
I like crowds, and then after a while, I'm like, I have to go home now.
Yeah.
And then I do. I actually do the Irish goodbye, where I'm like, see ya.
Wow, it's so true to you. I love that. I know. That. I love that.
That's just me.
More. Toddler wanted to give the dog some water, and he instantly regretted it.
Ew. Sticky. Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wet dog breath plus licking your face is not ideal.
Kids in discomfort is my favorite thing, by the way. I have a lot of videos of kids falling down and getting upset and hitting their heads. And
yeah, I think a toddler eating shit is like one of Shane's top 10 moments, I think.
Yeah, this one speaks for itself.
Beluga whales do not have any vocal cords, so all of the sounds that they make come from the blowhole on the tops of their heads. They have two air sacs in there that they can manipulate the shape of, blowing them up or shrinking them down, thus
worry,
making the different pitches.
My
I don't
God.
Know why I have a bunch of stuff of people stroking animals and they make weird sounds. I don't want that to be my thing.
Well, it's your thing now.
Okay.
You did that. That was crazy. It was like a blowhole. We have podcast listeners, so I'm trying to be better about helping our listeners
That's,
understand.
It was blowhole ASMR.
Yeah.
No, it's,
yeah.
What do you think it was? what did that sound like to you? Because I promise you it wasn't it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to start saying words for a moment. It was like,
I
ow,
wish.
Wow, bitch.
Speaking of kids in discomfort, this is one of my favorite videos I've ever found.
Amazing.
Let me light it. Don't blow it out. Happy birthday.
The timing on this clip
Happy birthday.
Is incredible. The
A
baby exploded.
Out. Yeah, that's like when they edit that like one explosion flame footage to the end
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, anything with like a perfectly cut scream, I'm into.
Perfectly cut screams is ideal.
I'm trying to find the ones that are like not too long.
Okay, I have to ask. There was a Smosh one up at the top.
Was there?
I need to see. There was an old... it's not them. I thought that was Ian and Anthony in the
that
top right. Can we tap on it?
It's finally the weekend. I've got 48 hours off from the world, man. I don't want to hear about anything that isn't pubs, clubs, and
time to get off my... pickle.
My only job tonight's to have a good fucking time.
I don't know how many like 90s British movies you've seen. Like Trainspotting.
Yeah.
Nice one, brother!
Nice one!
Or like watching Skins or like...
Yeah, this, and honestly, kind of like a Smosh, old Smosh sketch. Okay, give me a couple more.
Have you ever seen these frogs before?
Oh. Whoa. Oh.
They have little butts.
Big. Wow.
They got little butts.
Sean, your algorithm is, or the, hello, can I speak?
Yes, you can.
May
I
speak?
You have the floor.
Your stuff is very wholesome.
That I'm trying to not like scare everyone off.
That's so nice.
I'm trying not to, like, this is another one of, because I'm into Warhammer.
I would like to play Ultramarines, please.
The joke is that to get into Warhammer, you have to have brain damage as a child.
Oh my God. Yeah. So it was a mother trying to slide down a slide with her child and the child is not doing well.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Give me one more. Make it count.
Okay. Oh, that's so much pressure. What? I don't
This is banging. I need to
Okay.
send me the link to this freaking folder or something.
Oh, come on.
Diving into a waterfall. Oh, crap. Oh, okay. Okay. Guess a hog jumped in there, too.
Going down the log ride.
Yes. That was a speedo and a half, I would say. That's awesome. Thank you for that. I love that that was the finale you made.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank
Talk
you.
About fucking balls.
Okay.
Do you think Shane would like me?
I think you would. Okay. I think you would. Okay.
Speaking of watching stuff, since you've been watching Smosh content,
yes,
and a good amount of it, we created a game. A game. It's called Smosh or Pass.
Oh. Do I get to judge people?
You get to judge us. You get
great.
To, it's Smosh.
I love judging people.
Or Pass. So it's Smash or Pass, Smosh shows.
Okay.
And Smosh video themes. And okay. So I'm going to go through the names of these. And if you've probably watched it and just don't know the name of it, you can you can ask what it is. But we're going to...
That's the thing, because most of my stuff has come through compilations, so I don't know what channel it's on or what it's called.
Right. Smosh or Pass. If you would either stick around and watch that one or skip to the next one or scroll or whatever.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First up, try not to laugh.
Smosh.
Amazing.
Because who wouldn't?
It's one of our best ones. Okay. Yeah. You know? Moose Master.
Smosh.
Okay.
I think.
Nice.
I think a game can be hit or miss sometimes.
True. Very true when it's bad.
But I've seen a lot of Moose Master clips, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's always some fun moments for sure.
Yeah.
Ian and Anthony's classic sketches.
Pass.
Wow.
Sorry, guys. But it was never funny.
Oh my God.
It was never funny. Give up.
Whoa!
Maybe hate yourselves a little.
Whoa! Whoa! That's crazy. It definitely like is different from the rest of our content to such a degree now. Like when we try and do sketches nowadays, it really is like, it's partially like trying to honor what got Smosh to where it was. And we do love sketch comedy. We have so many actors at Smosh, but it is just so different. It really is.
I think it's a lot more to get into because it's not... I think when it's scripted, you see like the puppeteering of it. Mm-hmm. When it's just you hanging out, then it's like, oh, I'm here and I'm having a good time too.
And as it's like also how you like to watch stuff, right? Like where it's like a sketch like that, sometimes you really need to give your undivided attention, especially with how short they are, all the stuff. Okay. Next one, I Spend a Day With.
Have I seen I Spend a Day With?
Have you?
Oh, I was on I forgot that that's part of Smosh.
Now it is.
You've been in this room, Sean.
I have. This is the same position and everything.
Essentially. Is our couch comfier?
Way comfier. Set's better.
Whoa.
Dude, and Anthony's not funny or
handsome.
Oh
my God. Oh, okay, now I'm going to get fired. Careful.
No, he's one of the best looking men I've ever
seen.
He's
great. And so you haven't watched it, so we'll call it a pause.
Yeah, I watched bits. But okay. I don't think I've seen a full episode. Even my own, I was like, I can't look at me.
I actually really ate it up. I will say, Spend a Day With, I, big fan of that. Anyway, I'm yapping. Okay.
That's okay.
Smosh or Pass, Beppardy.
Smosh.
Hell yeah.
It's one of my faves.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice. I'll tell you.
When they sent me like the sheet for what I was doing, I was like, no Beppardy, no TNTLs, whatever.
Oh my God, we got to get you on there.
I'll be back.
Hell yeah. I'm so excited.
It doesn't have to be a once off.
Next, Culinary Crimes.
Smosh.
Really? And you're not just saying that because I'm right in front of you?
No, I've genuinely, like, I think that's a good concept.
Okay.
I think it's very fun.
And would you want to come on if your tummy doesn't get hurt?
Yeah.
Okay. Shane Guesses.
Smosh.
Yeah, I knew that. Because you're on the Twitter.
I'm on the Shane train.
You are. Me too, to be honest.
Whenever I saw like Shane and Spencer doing stuff, I was like, you guys are like really cool. Well, because they also, all the like jokes and references and games and stuff they do is like, that's my childhood as well.
Yeah.
So them guessing games, me and my girlfriend would sit down and be like, let's play.
That's so nice. Yeah. You guys are like very similar age, I think. It's like you're like what, 1 year apart or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Next show, Dread. So the Smosh versus Aliens, Smosh versus Zombies.
I don't think I've even seen any of those.
Ooh. So it's basically D&D, except for it's a few of us with a DM type person who's
Oh, is that the one with like
journey.
The Jenga tower?
Yeah, but you're only pulling blocks instead of rolling dice or things.
I think Pass.
Okay.
Because D&D content has never been my thing. I would love it to be, but I don't feel like I have the time commitment for it.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I've loved being in it and then watching it back just to like see how it all kind of computes. And like our sound engineers are really like they do, and our editors make it sound really cool. Like so you kind of hear the story.
Yeah, doing it is really fun, but I don't really consume it.
Have you done it?
Kind of a little bit, not with you guys or anything, but like in the past, like dabbled in it, but I've never had people who are like really into it.
I'm new to it too. I used to be like really anxious about it.
How come?
I just felt like I used to like play pretend as a kid, you know, like where you're just like it's, you know, playing pretend, being characters with your siblings, and like something about it, like bringing it to people that I think it was also when we first started doing it, it was at a time where we had different casts that I was like, I don't know if I feel like this feels vulnerable. I just wasn't ready. And then we did like a fun little practice one shot where it's like just a really quick D&D session just to see if it would be fun. And I loved it. I was surprised.
Nice.
But okay, next one. Guessing games with Spencer and Shane.
That's goated. That's top tier.
I had to put it in there. Who memed it?
Smosh.
Nice. Do you ever feel like, I'm actually curious about this, like asking someone who watches it who doesn't work at Smosh, do memes ever go over your head and you're just like, whatever?
I think sometimes a little bit, but it's also like the people in the episode, most times it goes over some of their heads as
well.
Very true. But I think it's a good way of like getting to know the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good series to kind of like, because Shane always says who like does what and what their job is and everything. And I think it's cool to see that. I think it's how you get to know, like, it's nice to kind of shine a light on the people behind the scenes. And mm-hmm. it's not all about who's up front and...
Exactly.
It takes a village.
It certainly does. And you have your office space and your team there now too. Like, you're living life.
It's only like four of us. And I'm like... so much. I don't know what to do.
It's so cool though.
Scary.
I want to talk more about that, but first let's continue. Funeral roasts.
That's 50-50 for me. Cause I think I've seen a lot of bits in it that are really funny. Like Shane's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure cosplay thing. And
nice.
Like those types of ones I think are really funny, but I don't think I've seen like a full episode of it.
It can be a guest dependent one too, for sure. Like who it's about. So I get that. That's fair. As one who directs them, I can accept that.
Yeah, I hate it. Shit, bad ideas.
No, I honestly, I really love that you're being like brutally honest about how you feel about all these. Like I love
it. Yeah. I mean, again, it's just, it depends on who's in it. It depends on what's happening. It depends on the joke.
So real.
I think it's way more Smosh than it is Paws though. Okay. I think it's a good show, but again, I just haven't sat down and watched. I've seen like all clips from so many different episodes.
Yeah, no, I'm like so excited to see the comments on this episode because people are going to be fully agreeing with you or being like, no, that's my favorite show. What are you talking
I think that's
about?
Great though.
Yeah.
That's what's fun about it is that there's something for everybody.
That's true.
Like some people probably are like, I'm not watching Shane and Spencer guess games because I don't know games.
True. Very true. It's like no matter how much you love them, if that kind of thing isn't your thing, then it's not your thing.
Yeah, they're like Courtney and Angela and Amanda aren't in it. I don't want to watch now.
Okay, next one. Don't win Mario Party.
Smosh.
Nice.
I think that's very fun.
Would you want to play on that one?
Yeah. I want to do everything. When I was messaging Spencer about it, I was like, dude, put me in like 10 things.
Yeah, I've only made enough hours in a day.
I know. And then I got sick and couldn't even do it properly.
No, I mean, it's never going to be a one and done. Like you have to come back. I want you to come back on this show, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Challenge Pit.
Smosh.
Smosh. Nice.
I think so.
Assumptions.
Have I watched Assumptions?
Have you?
What's Assumptions?
It's on this channel. And it's it started as like a kind of a tabletop where it's like kind of like Spend a Day With, but it's we bring all the guests together to talk
table.
To each other. Kind of like, what is that? What is that where they have all the artists or the actors on actors? Actors Roundtable.
Actors Roundtable for the Oscars, yeah.
Assumptions Roundtable, though.
Probably Pause.
It can be on the more serious side, so I can get that.
I just want to giggle.
You can just show up to the internet to have a laugh, huh? Okay, next one. Resident Evil with Spencer and the Goonies.
Oh, top tier. I told him that I watched the super compilation of them playing Resi 8 twice.
Whoa! You
and I just finished the
level.
One they did 7 on before I flew over here.
Holy crap. And so even though I'm sure you've played the game on your own, like it isn't
that's
annoying
why
to
it's
watch
fun,
it again. Because
Spencer's also played it. But it's Angela and Amanda's reactions that's really funny.
That's what's so real. It's so cool seeing the internet be able to like repeat itself in that way where it's like kind of new again.
And okay. it's also one of those things that I think when I let's play something, I have to like take it very seriously, which I like doing, but it's like, don't talk over cutscenes and everything. It's usually the first time people have seen it. But you guys did it later, so people had already seen it. So now you just get to have like fun with the reactions to the big moments.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Mystery Science Theater 3000?
I didn't. I don't think we had it when I was growing up.
It was a super old franchise where a group of comedians, some of them puppets, would sit in front of a movie, like a really old movie, and then like make jokes and heckle the movie along with it.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, and that's like so what content is now, is like reacting to stuff, essays and whatnot.
There's nothing like it. I think that's maybe where a lot of my sense of humor came from, was like,
really?
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would love to do stuff like that, but it's a copyright minefield.
I know. And especially when it's like, well, you're doing one type of content, which is gaming, to try and pivot to something like that. Like, how does that legally work? It's like, there's so many reasons why you can't do stuff.
It's kind of hard to do that in the current landscape as well.
Yeah, like we tried to do we watched a movie so you didn't have to, where we brought back like old movies and stuff. And it was like, it's a lot of work, and it's just going to get claimed.
Yeah, because it was you did it for a little bit. I remember seeing clips of like Shane and Ian watching a movie, mm-hmm. like a really old, bad movie.
Right. Like I watched the Bratz movie with Ian, and we just couldn't even put it up because the claims were just too much.
You can't show the screen, or it's transparent, or it's just, it's more work than it's worth sometimes.
No, and it's crafty how you'll see like, people who are like sharing like news on YouTube, showing clips and TikToks, how they have to like distort it and like put lines on it, all the things. It's so wild. Okay, next, we only have a few left. Spud Hut.
I thought that was just a joke and not a series.
It started as a joke.
Yeah.
And then it became a whole series on the main channel.
Really? Oh, I have seen.
It's kind of like, I'm sure you've seen clips where it was kind of like The Office.
I'd say smosh on this one.
Like maybe next time you're sick, you can watch it.
Yeah, I'll go right after this. I'll go home.
And go home and get comfy. Dressed to Impress.
That's a smosh, yeah.
Hell yeah. What about Dressed to Impress in real life?
Same.
Nice. I don't know. This is such a funny, silly game because I'm just like, do you like this? Yeah. Okay.
I did this. You like it?
URL.
Smosh.
It's okay if you don't want it. It's okay if you don't like it.
I haven't seen any episodes.
That's okay.
But
that's
I've seen lots of like TikToks and stuff.
Oh, nice.
From like guests.
Yeah, it's very much, we're still figuring our voice out and everything, but it's been so fun, so.
I like it though. It's nice and casual and fun. And,
thanks. Oh, thanks.
And you're a good host.
Oh, no, don't be nice now. Don't go.
You're a good host. Who here thinks she's a good host?
I can't handle it. Stop. Oh, my God.
That was kind of like a 50-50. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought that into the
Everyone's
room.
Everyone's like,
we're just getting paid. I don't care.
Okay, last one, werewolf.
That's a pass for me.
Okay, do you not like the
I don't, because you were talking about doing Among Us, and that was like fun to do, but I liked the hanging out part.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to me being an imposter and having to actually like lie to people, I hated that every time.
It is scary. It is really scary. Like I always love and prefer to be a villager or like a good guy.
Yeah.
I want to be a really good guy.
I just want to like be there as everyone else is doing it. And right. I'm like, I'm part of it, but I don't really have to.
We're part of it.
Because I would play and it would be like 4 a.m. going to bed and like I'm mentally drained. Mm-hmm. And like I couldn't like separate the emotional value out from like, I know they're lying for the game and everything, but sometimes I'm like, I'm tired and everything means more. And
aww.
So when I was talking to Spencer about coming on, I was like, I don't want to do werewolf because I'll be bad at it. I can't lie.
Oh, you're so nice. That's so funny. And like, you're not alone. That's like such a common thing. But speaking of coming in, you haven't been in our office yet, right? You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Dang. Well, that'll be cool when you pop in.
I'm very curious.
From here.
I want to see where the sausage is made.
Where the sausage is made. It's really fun. It's almost like overwhelming when you come in because it's like, it really feels big. It feels like this big airplane hangar that was like turned into a thing.
That's most like sound stages and stuff around here.
What's your office like?
It's just a regular, like the office. And then I got like 3 floors because I was like, I don't know what I'll need content for. We have a floor that's going to get dedicated to maybe building stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And I want to get like a proper drum kit again and like build a soundproof room and play in there.
Cool. Oh my God. You and Spencer should jam.
What's he play?
He plays guitar and bass, I think.
Oh my God. I knew he would be. I knew he'd be chill.
He's literally the chillest. Okay. And I got to ask, what is with all those cardboard cutouts? You have like 12 of them in your place.
We came to LA years ago for like a month.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I need to like make the background more interesting because I couldn't put stuff up like my regular space. Mm-hmm. And I found somebody online was talking about how you could buy cardboard cutouts of me on Amazon. And then there was like 3 or 4 of them back then. And I put them in the background and I was like, this is funny. Like, I don't have to be funny. Just look here. And then when we got the office space, they pranked me. And bought like 10 of them.
Wow.
And I walked in one day and they just had like all 10 in a circle. And I was like, I don't know how to react to this.
That's awesome. And so like, you're just like cool with someone on Amazon selling your likeness on cardboard?
I guess.
Like, I'm pretty sure you can like.
I could probably get them burned into dust if I wanted to. But I, whatever.
That is awesome.
You're it's just like the whatever, picture dude. Someone took is like a Getty Image one.
Right. And it's like Redbubble merch or like all those things.
Yeah. If I start taking down one of it, you have to take down all of it.
Yeah. That's whatever. Awesome. I there's a Trixie Mattel, the drag queen and YouTuber. Mm-hmm. I love when she gets all the Trixie Mattel wigs off of Amazon and tries them all on. I wonder if there's like a version of that for you.
I think there's like there's a ton of like knockoff merch.
Oh yeah,
that I could do. I think that would probably be a funny video to look at. But it's just me being like, don't buy this.
Don't buy this. Oh my god! So embarrassing fact. When I first started Smosh, I like made merch for myself. Like not to sell. Just for myself to wear.
Of Smosh or of you?
They did these sketches. There was one called Sexual Sun. And okay. I played a literal like big sun.
Like a Teletubby baby sun?
But cursed. Like, okay. You want to pull up Sexual Sun? It's really problematic. So we can only show a little bit of it. Where it's like, it was making fun of It Follows. Where it's like, have you seen It Follows?
Love
like
it.
The thriller where someone is going to kill you unless you have sex with somebody, then the mark gets moved to them.
Yeah.
And the way you know it's about to happen is someone is like eerily just walking towards you. And so Sexual Sun is like, the whole thing is like set as a movie trailer and I play. And it's like, if you text someone the three sun emojis, then they're going to...
Like Bloody Mary almost?
Someone will have sex with you or something, but except for like you die. It's like... So here you go. I wasn't planning to show you this, but
that's
this is
okay.
Happening. This is me paying my dues.
Okay. This is Let's paying rent.
Real. The sun get laid in the shade.
Shut up!
Wait, you've never hooked up with a girl?
No, okay.
How long ago is this?
2015, 2016? 2015.
This is the like very 2015 era type of video.
Yeah, this is when we had someone specifically go in and color every sketch.
Legend has it that if someone sends you the Sexual Sun emoji three times, sexy things happen to you.
Two. Send it to me.
Can't even recognize Anthony. He's
I know.
No ink.
He's giving, like, yeah.
Nothing happened.
Default.
Well, guess that didn't work. Let's go, guys.
Default Anthony.
Yeah.
See you later, virgin.
Level one, Anthony.
And I wish I didn't wish to wish for wishing for this wish.
Here I come. Here comes my big reveal.
Your big moment?
Dude, chill out. It's just us.
At first it was great, but now she won't stop.
Ooh.
Sexual Sun, god damn it. Every single second of every day.
This is like waiting for the Jaws shark to show up.
Sex you up? Dude, who even says that?
Everyone says that.
Yeah, maybe everyone from like 1991 in that one song.
Oh, dude, I love that song.
Yeah.
Ooh. Dude, in 2015, people were definitely saying sex you up.
I wanna sex you up
all night.
Damn, dude, that was a good high note.
Hey.
Is it you?
I can't sing that high, guys.
Oh my god.
It doesn't matter how far we drive.
I was in that all day.
Okay, not to. It didn't even look good. I expected something like really high quality.
Oh, you were you? For Defy Media era high budget sketches?
Oh man. That's your legacy.
Wait, why did I bring this up?
Good question.
Merch.
Oh, merch.
So.
You made merch of Sexual
so
Sun?
So I made a little tank top for myself that had three of the sun emoji on it. There is a really cool stunt at the end that I did myself. You want to go to the end?
God, dude, are you even trying?
Well, do you have any better ideas?
Move.
Oh. Damn.
Fun fact, we shot that at night.
Really?
Yeah, and our team just...
There, it's dead. You idiots happy?
I will say the full body reveal of it looks better. When it just panned over and it was just like your face in a sea of yellow.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much. Because, you know, this is in my acting reel, so.
It's in your demo reel now?
Yeah. No, that was like a 12-hour day in face paint, a yellow morph suit and some foam. But yeah, so I made merch out of it.
Did you feel good about it after you did it?
I felt proud of the work that I delivered. I also like weird behind the scenes thing. I had the worst acne back then and like face paint would just ruin me. And so like, I was like, anxious about that, but like was so proud. Everyone was like, that stunt was so cool. It was like my first like couple months at Smosh.
That's
so
fun, yeah.
But yeah, I just like decided to make my own little shirt. Maybe it was to help people know who I was at like the first VidCon or something. I don't know. Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, and I was a Smosh fan like when I was a little teenager. Yeah. So it was like, I was just a big old dork, you know?
I think everyone was. Like, I didn't even really watch Smosh, and even I was like, that's so cool that you guys are doing that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like early old school YouTube.
Very much so. Like, and that video was what, like 4 minutes long? That's how they used to do it.
God.
So interesting.
There's no such thing as a 4 minute video anymore.
No way. No way. It's not fun. I can't eat my dinner while watching that.
I could. I inhale my food. It's gone.
Oh, God. You can't even hear the video over your chewing.
It's just to drown out the noise.
Speaking of early days of things, the story of how your username, your gamertag, your brand is so funny, where you got hit in the eye and it got infected. And so your friend called you Septic Eye, Jacksepticeye. Yeah. And that's what you chose for your username. I love that. Owning up a thing. And then you just stuck with it.
Yeah. It was like early, I think it was like 2006-07 was the first time that was when I made the YouTube channel. Right. But it wasn't until 2012 since I actually started uploading stuff. So it was like to comment on other things. And then I was playing Battlefield Bad Company 2, and I got a PC because Battlefield 3 was coming out. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be sick. I need a PC for it. And then I became a PC gamer, but I needed a gamer tag to play multiplayer stuff. So I put in Jacksepticeye because I was like, no one else is going to have it because it's such a specific, unique story. And then I put it up, and then I was like, I guess that's my YouTube, and if I'm making videos, why would I change it? I'm the only one who has it.
Yeah.
It's good iconography now, but at the time I was like, no one's going to like something with septic in the name.
Yeah, because like when I hear your username as a whole, I don't even hear like septic. It's just Septiceye. Like it's own word.
And people who don't know the name or whatever don't know how to pronounce it. Because there's a thing with like a Fiverr Jesus trying to say my name, but he calls me Jack Spadicey.
Oh, right. I remember hearing that clip.
In Felix's video. And then now my second channel is called Spadicey for that.
That's awesome. So you just own it. I love it.
For a while I didn't, because I was like, it's not my name and it's unique. And blah, blah, blah. Like getting in my head about it. Now I'm like, ah, fuck it. But that I is made by someone like online. They gave it to me as a gift, like way back in the day.
The first NFT.
They were like, hey, I drew this for you. You can use it for your channel. And I was like, do you want anything for it? And they were like, no, I just really like your content. Here you go.
That's so nice. What were you going
to say? I was going to say, it seems like a hard name to brand, but
it's a very hard name to brand.
Yeah, but it's also like people are watching you, and antiseptic is like makes you clean.
And that was my alter ego.
Yeah.
Was Antiseptic-eye.
Really?
And like, now he's just called Anti. You can search it up and you can see a picture of me.
Your drag name? Antiseptic-eye?
No, it's me slitting my own throat name.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That thumb hurts. You looking at you. That's crazy.
Oh, that's me looking at Mark because he had dark applier. So.
Oh, whoa, whoa. But you guys went in. That's so cool.
That red one on the left was like the last one I did a couple of years ago. I went and shot in like a studio in like a hospital set, and we did a whole interactive live stream around it.
Whoa.
People could play a game and like solve puzzles in the game through chat. And then if they solved it, they would get an interview of me as another character named Chase Brody, which was me making fun of Dude Perfect. And I would do like trick shots with like actual like tea bags in a cup. And I was like, this one's called a tea bag. And then you freak out. And I was like, Chase Brody is the most American sounding name I could think of.
That sounds very American.
And then he became the antagonist, and Chase is the protagonist. And that's me like looking at Chase. And
wow, there's a whole like canon.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Since like 2016, and I'm like, I should do something with this universe. And
you should
bring
them back.
Books, and I've done.
You should do a round table reunion, and it's all of them sitting at a table talking to each other.
Yeah, and like Zane Lowe is interviewing me.
Andy Cohen's in there.
Yeah. Rick Rubin in the corner. Yeah.
So speaking of usernames, we have a funny little game for you, where it's the username game. We're gonna have you hear a username, and you're gonna guess if it's a real one or a fake one.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
First one: awkward suburb girl.
Real.
That's real.
Is it real?
That's real. That was my first. That wasn't my first. It was.
I was going to say, this sounds like a name you would have come up with.
Yeah, dude. Unfortunately, it was what I called girl. My sexual sun girl. When I had Vine, and I was like, hey, this is kind of taking off. I should like have like a name. So I took awkward suburb girl. You know, when people were saying
you an awkward suburb girl?
I was an awkward girl in the suburbs. That's for sure.
Why didn't it stick? ASG. Come on. Oh, you should totally do a shirt with that on it now. Awkward suburb girl.
Honestly, for the OGs, there are some people who probably remember that. I used to have a lot of weird shit where I called my specific fans, I called them Ass Cheek Valley.
Why?
I think I had heard it somewhere and I was like, I like that. I am awkward
suburb
girl.
That's not like the name of a group. That's a place.
Yeah, it was like, you're a member of Ass Cheek Valley. And it was like some random, I think I had heard it on like a gaming video where like some guys were like, yeah, it was like an Ass Cheek Valley.
Damn.
Sounds like they were at like a plumber convention or something. Okay, next username, The Food Reviewer.
See, this is the thing where I'm like, is this a red herring? Because that obviously sounds like it. That's a real name.
That's real.
To be real. It's too generic not to be.
That'd be crazy.
You ever see this? This is a classic.
Oh my God, no.
Hell yeah, where are they now?
Listen to the theme song.
Food Reviewer. I do reviews on the YouTube. You never knew such a cool dude. I keep it so fly, and do you know why? It's because I know whether to buy that food.
God damn! And then it cuts to this kid.
This child.
When's his last video?
I think he's still at it. He's a man now.
Oh my God, he is a man. This dude pays taxes.
Oh yeah, this is awesome. Yeah, dude, he could sell that username and then live the rest of his life very comfortably, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that's I'm so sure funny. He does it for the craft.
Yes, you're right.
It's not about the money.
Okay, next one, the Gatorade girl.
Fake, because it's branded, so it can't be real.
Ah, you got me, it's fake.
The Gatorade girl. I feel like they would come after her and kill her.
What are you doing?
Just waterboard her with Gatorade, like, who do you know? Give us the name! Stop!
Next one. Porky Sig.
Porky Sig? Real.
You got me. It's real. It's Mike's.
It's yours?
Pretty good, right?
Is that an old one?
No, it's new.
That's new?
That's a newer.
Do you just eat pork belly and smoke cigarettes? Like what?
Yeah, well, I imagine Porky Pig smoking like a big cigar.
Yeah, I imagine Porky Pig. I'm so sorry.
Damn, you just got fleeced.
Mike, I love you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
He's crying right now. No, come back. No, don't leave. Yeah. No, come back.
Okay, next one. I pet dogs 911.
Fake.
Ah, yeah, you're right.
God, I'm good at this.
You are very good. Sensitive baller 11.
Real.
Ah, you got me.
Is it real?
That's Trevor's on something.
Sensitive baller?
On Valorant.
What was the rest of it?
Sensitive baller 11. Sensitive baller 11.
Trevor, that's sexual son's brother.
Sensitive baller. It's so real. Okay, next one. Total minor builder.
Real.
Ah, you got me again.
Let's go!
That was like an old Ted Nipison one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so sick.
You're killing it, my son. Okay. Lawn Chair Review 1989.
Now there's so much pressure on this. Fake.
Ah, you got me.
There's no way.
That's a big one. That's a big one. Dang it. Okay. Talented Dudette.
Oh, shit. We're in deep water now. I'm real, but I'm feeling fake. Real?
Ah, you got me. You got the real one? That's Selena, an old one, right?
Talented dudette? What's the talent?
Everything.
That's right.
Good answer.
Dudette, everything.
Good answer.
Okay, actor Moon Pie.
Fake.
Streak broken. Starting back to one with the combo.
So cringe.
That was a super old AIM from Shane.
what was it again?
Actor Moon Pie.
Good for him.
Yeah, because I guess he was an actor or something. And then
Moon Pie.
I guess Moon Pie was one of the things there's something he was in called Moon Pie? I don't know. I should know more about my husband.
Not if that's his name. It's okay to get rid of some stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Ha ha ha. 1 point for me.
I'm gonna cry.
Next one, Dead Clown TV.
What's even the point anymore? Why am I here now?
Oh my god, you're like one of those gamers that once you rage quit?
No, I told you, funny or nothing. I don't, I have nothing else. I can't be competitive because I suck.
Dead Clown TV.
Real. I'm tilted. I'm tilted. I'm off. No.
Oh. It's like Fall Guys. You're getting dropped off. Okay, Puppet Nerd.
Real.
You got me.
Okay.
Yeah, you got
I had
me.
To just keep like guessing heads.
What is this one?
That's just a guy I like. Look at he makes.
He just makes puppets.
Puppet Nerd. Oh, and he does make puppets.
You know, sometimes it's like, oh, the Puppet Nerd, the food reviewer. It's like, you are what you are.
Truly.
And then it's like Jacksepticeye, and it's like, what?
It's like, so what does he do? Does he touch eyes, or?
Do you have another username now somewhere? That's not just like Comil.
I got very good at keeping it Comil everywhere. I had old ones, but I can't reveal them at this time.
That's fair.
Next one. CM Pink Lover.
Sounds like CM Punk. Fake.
It's real. And it was mine.
Really?
When I was younger. Yeah.
Is it a CM Punk thing?
So I was actually copying a cool girl at my school because she had like MT Think Pink, like her initials and then Think Pink. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Was she like Regina George? Cool.
She was so Regina George coded. And so I was like, I'm going to make a new one and it's CM Pink Lover. And then I found out that there was this guy named CM Punk, and I was like, this is going to ruin my brand.
Oh, this is going to ruin the tour.
Dang it.
Oh, God.
It was my first YouTube name, and I think even in my first video on the channel that Smosh made me when I joined, I was like, this is CM Punk Lover, and I like showed a little montage of my old channel that I like privated.
Wow. Yeah. So many layers. You're like an onion.
Oh, thanks. You're kind of an onion, too. No, you're all out there.
I'm an onion wilting in the sun.
Oh, I love a good hot onion, you know? next one, X Piss and Chips X.
Oh, I'm saying real because I'm hoping it's real.
I'm sure it exists somewhere, but no, it's fake. Ha ha.
So, jump on it. Somebody jump on
it.
Did you Piss and Chips?
X Piss and Chips X.
That's good.
That sounds like some Moist Critical level.
Yeah.
Next one, Monkey Dude 64.
Real.
Yeah, that's real. That's
Monkey
real.
Dude.
Patrick, that's our editor. That's their name. That's incredible.
There's a rich history of great names around here.
Yeah, people, it's just like people who love all the internet. They get creative on there.
You have to. You got to stand out.
Okay, Horse Girl KJ.
Real.
Real. You got me.
Is that you?
Nope, that was Kendall Jenner's old username.
Horse Girl Kendall Jenner?
Yeah, she lives in Calabasas. I think by proxy you have to be a horse girl. If
she did do like a photo shoot nude on a horse one time as well.
Oh
so.
My God, dream. Dream date, cute.
On a beach.
Wow, my dream
She's
date.
Like living the username.
We have two more. Fat Deep Ass.
Oh, real. Because I want it to be. Fat Deep Ass.
That's so stupid. We have it as fake, but I'm pretty sure that's got
there's
to exist
no way
somewhere.
There's no fat, deep ass somewhere.
It lives somewhere in the middle. This is a screenshot I took in 2019.
Oh my God.
That's great.
A generator AI did that. Can you believe that?
In 2019.
In 2019.
It can be funny if it wants to. Fat, deep ass. I would love to play COD against fat, deep ass.
I'd be scared. I have to respect them, I feel like. Okay, last one. Dash Girl 10.
It's way too... Oh, but maybe. I was like, it's way too plain to not be real. I'm going to say real, and I'm going to say it's another one of yours.
Ah, you got me. Yeah.
Is it yours?
I like made it when I was 10 years old because I had a good mile time on AIM.
You have lived so many lives.
Me?
I got the internet when I was 17, and I... Like, and then I went on and did YouTube and I've had one name.
Wow. Wait, what did you just say? You just said you didn't have the internet until you were 17?
Yeah. We didn't get it at my house until I was 17.
Holy shit.
I know.
Have you talked about this online?
A little bit, yeah. But it was more a case of like, well, A, we can't afford it. And then we had no coverage.
Right.
So we had to do like the dish internet that was like on your roof and it needed line of sight to somewhere else. And it was really slow. And I was into Avenged Sevenfold downloading LimeWire and...
Amazing.
Ruining the computer.
We all go there immediately. Just destroying the computer with downloads. That's so interesting. Like, because we've talked here about like the family computer and like how it's so wild. There's like families that have like the family iPad or like the kids get the iPad to share and stuff. But I didn't think about how like the internet
wasn't that old when we were, you know, growing up.
Even these, like a little, like mobile phone. I got one when I was like 12.
Yeah.
But it's like, they just didn't exist.
No, I remember when I had my little, like, LG flip phone was my first phone. And, like, when you open the internet on accident, that was the most terrifying thing in the world. You go, oh, no, I'm about to charge my family $40 or something. So wild. That's so interesting. So, like, what did you do instead of internet?
Grass.
Wow.
Go touch.
Touch grass.
I went outside a lot and I played with my friends. I mean, that's why I play games a lot, because there was nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
You got like two games a year. You ran them into the ground.
No, that's very true. I feel like I didn't have like access to the internet until after my parents were divorced.
Mm.
It was a real sell for what if my mom had the computer, I wanted to be over there. You know?
I'm not a child of the internet, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah,
I don't think I would have done well with.
I think that's like literally for your mental health's sake, you're right. Cause like Spencer's episode, like how we just had way too much access to things we should not have been seeing at ages like 11, 12, 9 years old. So that's so cool. I think that's awesome.
Thank you. You should
wear that like a badge.
I'll make a shirt.
It's like, aha, I didn't. I waited. I was a
I'm
virgin until
you.
I'm 30. You know, yeah.
How does it feel to be piss and chips?
Amazing. Thank you for playing that game with me.
No problem. That was fun.
We have this last fun thing that we have yet to experiment on this show with.
Oh, I'll be a guinea pig any day.
This is a little bit of a guinea pig moment. It involved a community post to our channel.
Okay.
Where we asked, if you woke up in Jacksepticeye's body for a day or whatever, what's the first thing you do and the last thing you would do?
Okay. Have you seen any of these yet?
I have not.
Okay.
I don't want to tiptoe into too creepy of territory because, you know, obviously there'd be weirdos that follow
day
us.
B.
But I'm saying we're gonna see some of these answers and if we don't like them, we're gonna boo them.
Okay. Boo this man.
Do you want to read them to us?
I pulled some of the most normal ones.
Perfect.
So we'll start here. This one's from Sleepy Michaels that just says goon.
Boo.
Hey, I be gooning.
61 people
didn't
agree.
Get the internet till I was 17, but the goons all have been around.
that doesn't give that away. Okay, guys.
This next one says peeking at the schlong, and they spelled peeking wrong.
Okay.
Boo.
Why? I mean, I get it. It's like if you woke up in your girlfriend's body, what would you do? And I'm like, I mean,
I just want to walk around.
Yeah, run.
What's...
run full speed.
That's how you would walk. You wake up in Shane's body and you're like...
Loki not much different from how he walks.
Oh, we got a big one. This one just says jork it nonstop.
Jork it nonstop.
Yeah, very normal. These are the normal ones.
This is a great community you have here.
Yeah.
This is just bad for your health, I'd imagine.
That's,
like at some point.
It'll do something wrong. Too much of anything
is...
I like this one because it's such low stakes.
First?
They just said they would try your coffee.
Always wanted to try it, just never had the chance to. Switching bodies with me is how you do that.
Yeah.
Like you can order it.
Maybe that's the best way to try it.
Yeah, through my palate.
Because it's like the one you picked. And why
true.
Does your taste buds like that one though so much?
That's absolutely true. I mean, good for you, man. We could find out who that is and like send him some.
Aww, you're
Weeb
so
Trash.
Nice.
Weeb Trash. Well, never mind.
Weeb Trash TM. Real username.
It depends. Real.
Real, real.
Has
real.
To be real. I'd freak out, relax, then panic again as I realize Jack is now on my body. We didn't establish if that happened.
Yeah, we didn't establish the Freaky Friday.
I just go to
all.
Like the sunken place somewhere.
You go to the lobby, the waiting room.
I'm just default dancing until I'm back.
Yeah, okay. Well, speaking of immature responses immaturity in general.
Okay.
Is there such a thing as being too old for things on the internet?
No, unless you... post there.
Unless you
everyone
post
on the internet thinks you're too old to do something, but I'm just
so
transitioning
true.
To a different phase of my life.
Yeah, it is. Like, I had never experienced this before until I think it was the pandemic, this whole, like, acknowledging, like, we always knew, like, the boomer thing, but it was, like, only that. And then it was, like, oh, millennials versus Gen Z. And I was, like, what is this? Am I supposed to pay attention to this?
Yeah. And then Gen Z got pushed out real fast.
Yeah. And then it's Gen Alpha that we, like, are too scared to even, I don't even understand.
I think... you don't need to be, you can be whatever age you want to be. There's certainly like a set of age bracket where I'm like, I don't really want to be doing Let's Plays in my 40s.
I get you.
I'd like to be doing something else like directing or I don't know.
Like what would you
or
direct?
Producing anything. I've always wanted to make a horror movie.
Dude, the pipeline of like funny people on the internet to making horror content needs to be explored
more.
Dude,
Weapons just came out. That's right. Sketch comedy.
Right, and what's Jordan the movie? Talk to Me.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Like, it's so cool. Like, we've talked about it at Smosh before where we want to, like, make something like that one day. Like, one day.
I'm going to kick you guys to make it.
Let's do it. Let's cook. Bro, let's cook. I'm down.
That's my whole thing. I have, like, a couple of things that I can't talk about that I'm, like, producing now that are, some of them are getting done at the end of the year. But like in similar veins where I'm like, I've always wanted to like make more things.
Ooh.
I'm like, when you do this long enough and like you make money and it's like, well now like funnel it into the things you want to see get made.
Truly. Like Tommy and I were just talking about how the internet personality to musical artist pipeline seems to be really common. How it's like they get somewhere and then they get to do something that they were like really passionate about that isn't just being funny.
Yeah.
It's so real.
I mean, it's not a perfect industry to be in because my manager was also talking about all the film people who want to come to YouTube and it's always grass is greener. It's like you want to flex your muscles a bit. And
real. We're going to rapid fire, semi rapid fire, go through these things of like, do we feel too old for these things online?
Fair.
Okay, making lip sync TikToks.
I'm far too old to be doing that.
It's difficult. I cringe when I do them.
And I'm also not good at it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, if I'm spending the time to get good at this, then maybe I should do something else.
No, I get you. My fear is when sometimes we have to make TikToks in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And so we only get like one take and I'm like, I didn't lip sync that very good.
Same. I'm terrible at it.
It's tough. I'm going to be making one with you after this.
Let's f*** it up.
And then, yeah, let's do it so bad. Instagram selfies with lyrics in the caption.
I think that's evergreen. Because music is so subjective, so it's like it could be a lyric from like a 90s song when I was a kid.
So true. Or it could just be like a real sentence.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's a real sentence. Maybe it's fake. Maybe it's a fake username.
I feel like there's always like a healthy amount of cringe in it that you need to straddle that line.
Yeah. Subtweeting.
Too old.
I think I was always too old for that.
I think social media now is also too old for that. I think that's a very like 2015, 2014 kind of thing to be doing on Twitter, to be like, this person is a butt.
Yeah, it's like, looks like this happened and I feel this way and sucks when that happens to people.
Yeah. I feel like we all just don't even use social media for stuff like that anymore.
Or it's either all or nothing. Yeah. Like you don't, it's like we just don't talk about it or people are fully talking about it for the minute plus.
I also
TikTok.
Feel like my upbringing in a small town, gossip was everywhere. And I feel like that like gossip drama queen is in me that I'm like, I'm trying to avoid doing that more and judging people more.
That's responsible. That's
trying
nice.
To be.
Trying to be. Yeah, I feel like just, in general. I think when I was a teenager, I think I would just like be mad at my dad and just be like, my dad sucks.
That's not subtweeting.
That's just
that's
being
a
real.
Out.
That's all or nothing right there. Posting your feelings on Facebook.
Absolutely too old.
Yeah.
Not even the posting feelings parts. It's saying Facebook made my like skin crawl.
Yeah, I honestly, like, apparently you can download all of your data from everything you've ever posted on Facebook as like a zip file.
No.
I would honestly just do that so that I have the old photos and stuff. But then I think once I do that, then I need to just delete it and get it.
Yeah.
And erase it.
I
entirely.
Haven't had a Facebook in years.
Yeah. It's so interesting. Le Boo-Boos.
I wouldn't say that's an age thing. I just hate them.
You hate Le Boo-Boos?
Yeah.
I was gifted some for my birthday and I just like small, ugly things.
Well, that was the thing. I saw them and I'm like, it's not even like ugly enough, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it needs to like go. Have you ever seen Fugglers? The things with like the little human teeth.
Oh my God. Yeah, those are awesome. And then there used to be just like ugly dolls, which were like little pillows. Now just whenever I see any small stuffed animal like in the airport or something, I just go, oh, Le Boo-Boo. Oh.
I'm always sensitive to the stuff that's like the trend and then people's whole channels and stuff is based around the thing and not around like the personality or the thing you're doing or the jokes. Or
especially when it's like just overconsumption.
Yeah.
Like it's just.
But it's also like, do whatever you want.
True. Whatever makes you happy at the end of the day. Playing Pokemon Go.
Too old.
Too old?
I have friends who still play and I didn't. I saw it out in the wild recently.
Whoa.
And I was like, what is happening? I didn't know this is still around.
Where, like, what was the setting? Like a park?
We were in London heading somewhere and it was just like on the way to the tube.
Whoa, just that casual.
Yeah.
I think like, that's how my dad is huge into Pokemon Go. I think he still plays.
Maybe there's an age middle where it's too old. And then suddenly it's like, of course you're, because you said your dad played. Right. And I'm like, that makes sense.
Right. It's like, it's either you're very young and it's like just like a, it seems like it would be an addicting thing. I had it for a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
When it started, it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me out of the house and I was getting a lot of steps.
Oh, that's nice. It didn't get me outside.
And I actually like went and talked to people out in the wild, which I never do. Like we were all sitting around the gym.
Ah.
And being like, so what do you do?
Just like the Tumblr girl saying, I like your shoelaces.
Yeah. You out throwing balls right now?
Is that, so that's the Reddit one?
No, that's the Narwhal Bacons at Midnight.
The Narwhal Bacons at Midnight.
If you hear that in the wild, run. You shouldn't be around this person.
I think even if I didn't know it was from Reddit, I think I would have just still run.
I'm going to say
that
to Spencer and see if he gets it, because I feel like he would understand that.
Say it in a video. That'd be incredible. He'd go...
Spotted in the wild, his Redditor mod hat comes on.
Amazing. Yeah, his little fedora.
He's a fedora.
Saying slay, mid, no cap, riz, etc. in real life.
I don't think I'm too old to be doing that. Because I do it unironically, and then I get the little like dopamine boost of saying it unironically, and then it ironically, and then it
becomes unironic. Yeah. No, that the science of that happening to the brain where it's like, say thing, make brain feel good. So now say thing for real.
Yeah. But it's also like seeing everyone else's reaction, like cringe or laugh or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm making something. Something's happening.
I'm making
And I just
impact.
Love doing sounds and voices and accents and shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm always going to say that stuff.
No, I love saying salute. I think I say epic like 30 times a day.
Epic slay.
Last couple, having Snapchat.
Old.
And if you're too old, and if you're old, you should just get off. Why are you on there?
I never had Snapchat, so I've always been too old.
Stories came out when I was a junior in high school, and it changed my life in a big way. But I think people who are on it now, I'm like, why are you on there?
Yeah.
Anybody, and especially if you're an adult, I'm like, get off.
Just go to Instagram. Just stay there.
And stay off of vanish mode, too. I'm just like, get off. Why are you hiding? FNAF.
I'm too old for FNAF.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I think I was always too old for it. Well, no, it's not that I'm too old for it. I think it just got, it ran itself into the ground pretty quick.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I was like, bury me in FNAF like a year and a half ago. And I'm like still really.
I would say the first two, incredible. I think those are amazing video games.
See, I can't play the games. It was all the like lore. And like the animatronics and just like, I don't know. I love whimsy and like going into a canon. And it was so interesting having a video game that was just like edging canon at you the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, that's my whole thing is world building and lore.
And then once I discovered that there's like literally an entire genre of just FNAF songs on Spotify, I was just like, this is amazing. This is so cool. That people are so obsessed that it became its own. And obviously the owner is like, the creator is like not the greatest, but the movie, which I wasn't my favorite. I just love whimsy like that.
I didn't like the movie, but I liked that I saw it in a theater with people who adored it. Like mm-hmm. MatPat showed up and everyone freaked out. And I was like, that's cool.
Watching Jacksepticeye Let's Plays.
Way too old. Get off. Why am I making them? I don't know.
How old are your viewers?
I think they're like early 20s now.
Oh, nice.
I used to have the like 12-year-olds and like 15-year-olds.
But they've
stuff.
Grown up a little bit.
I think as I've changed, the audience is kind of like...
And that's awesome because some people feel like they have to just stay really like a young audience. But
I do have that worry every now and then. I'm like, should I fully transition to like not that? I don't know.
That's really good to think about though. Like you're being responsible about like acknowledging the audience that you have and like how to, like, you know, cater to them. And, you know, it's because of things like that and all the stuff you showed me today that I think you, Jacksepticeye, are allowed online.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Yes. Where's my medal?
Yes.
Where's
my plaque? We should have a medal, shouldn't we?
You're allowed online.
Oopsie. Want an SD card from one of these old...
You are allowed. Is that what it was called? That?
Actually, the name came first, and then we came up with that purpose later. So it's kind of magic.
Epic slay moment.
Oh my God! That's something I can believe. Well, that's all the time we have, honestly. Truly. I wish we could do another hour.
I told you, just stop me.
Try and stop you. We have to have you come back, which you will.
I absolutely will.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for hanging out with
us. Thank you. That was fun.
Okay, well, be sure to check out Jacksepticeye. By researching and preparing for this video, I was like, oh, these videos are really fun and I'm going to be watching more of you again.
Thank you.
Yeah. Even though I'm not 22 years old. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you closed the internet today feeling better than when you opened it. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Let's bring our little arm, our hogs back to first position. That's how I like to use that word.
It's a fun one.
It's
a very American one as well.
Is it?
Hog.
Really? Okay. So what do people say?
Probably.
Thank you.
I mean, straight to the point, right?
Yes, no, I really appreciate
You're trying to like get around censorship. We're just straight in.
We also say PUD.
PUD?
PUD?
PUD.
Pulling your PUD.
Mike, you're lying, and I've never heard that before.
Mike, seek help.
What if he's pranking right now and he's making up a penis word?
Pulling your PUD?
Pulling your PUD.
I don't like that.
In my school.
PUD? What, like putty? Putty?
Your PUD.
Those go together. Silly putty? Well.
I'm done.
Sorry.
I love you, Mike.
PUD stands for penis.
penis.